When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you. Moses, you are not going to be a part of the problem anymore. You're going to be a part of the solution. You know, if we refuse to be a part of the solution, you will continue to be a part of the problem. That's it. It's very simple. How many of us should have been actively involved in finding solutions, liberating people? Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel. So God says, come now, I need you. Certainly, I will be with you. Here is the call of God to Moses. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Why this sudden humility? You know, Moses began by thinking, I'm going to do something about this in liberating the Hebrew man who was being belabored or attacked by the Egyptian. He killed him. Now, that was Moses. That was his natural self. I'm going to do something about it. Now, I must take you to the book of Acts and the 16th chapter. The call of God comes to, the call to repentance, the call to faith, comes to a man in very different circumstances. You know, if one of these people had failed to answer the call of God, history would have been so different. Of course, God could have used other people. If Moses had not answered the call of God, well, nobody should think, I am the only person whom God can use. I am indispensable. But there is a sense in which, you know, that old hymn writer who said, there is a work for Jesus ready at your hands. There is a work for Jesus none but you can do. There's a lot of truth in that. Can somebody be the mother of that family? Can somebody else be the father of those children? No. There is a work for Jesus none but you can do. And there is a work probably which is going to turn the course of history. My dear friends, are you aware that the 300th birth anniversary of Wesley was celebrated? 300 years, and you still speak of a little boy who jumped out of the window into the arms of a man who had clambered on top of the shoulders of another to rescue him from a burning rectory and a roof that was on the point of collapsing. that after 300 years, people should still think of Wesley and the amazing work which he did. You know, one of the last letters that Wesley wrote was to Wilberforce. Wilberforce was so persistent. It took nearly 20 years for him to get anywhere with the Parliament over the issue of slaves, thousands of them, to stir the moral conscience of a nation. So, if you will not fit into the call of God, the consequences might be awesome. You know, it might sound flattering for any of us to say so or think so. But it is so. That is it. It is so. Not that we want to flatter ourselves. As I said, we are nobodies. But there is a ministry to be done today in which if we fail, a trumpet of righteousness to be arousingly blown today, in which if we fail, there are going to be disastrous international and national and family consequences. We may be just a handful of people. That is immaterial. But faithfulness to the call of God, that is it. We don't think like that, isn't it? We just think of what kind of soup am I going to have, huh? Or what kind of sweet is to follow. That's all the range of some people's thinking. Mark you, dear folks, Acts the 16th chapter, we see in verse 29 and 30, here is an earthquake. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. This in the middle of the night when Paul and Silas had been soundly beaten, I tell you, and they could still sing with blistered backs, lacerated backs. They could still sing in the middle of the night, praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, 26th verse, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken and the doors got loose. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now out of that earthquake comes the call of God to this jailer. Now, what has that earthquake to do with the awakening of a man's heart and conscience? You know, so much preaching is not awakening so many people these days. There is so much preaching which is pure entertainment. And of course, it will not awaken any sinner. There is so much preaching. I had a letter from a Bible teacher. He said, "I have read for the second time your book, Pressing Forward, and I am stirred. Here it is preaching of comfort and some kind of supportive preaching. Most of our preaching here is that. There is no preaching against sin. And I am stirred to begin preaching." Do you see that, friends? A total stranger And I'm praying for him that God will empower him and use him. That letter came over the internet and was passed on to me by my son John. All right. So there is preaching today which is simply not designed to awaken anybody. What kind of preaching is that? Here is an earthquake, and there were two people there praising God and praying at midnight, and here was a rank heathen man awakened. What must I do to be saved? The call to salvation, the call to repentance, came to this man. He didn't hear the singing. The Bible doesn't say that he did. He only saw the outcome of the earthquake. And he said, what has happened now? And how come all these prisoners have not fled? And to think that this should awaken his heart to say, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and thine house shall be saved. See, dear friends, out of an earthquake comes the call of God to a heathen man, and the call of God is inclusive of the whole house. Whole house. And have we any right to bifurcate it, or dissect it, or in any way dismember this promise? No. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. We are not very quick at all to respond to the latter part of this promise. And I think our faith does not stretch as far as this. Thou shalt be saved. That's good enough for me. What do you mean? How can it be good enough? And if it is good enough for you, wouldn't you want that to become functional in your whole family? Of course you would. The call of God can come to you in various ways. And your response to the call of God can have consequences far beyond your thinking and far after you are dead. That is the miracle. Shall we then enter into the promises of God and obey His word and allow Him to make use of us, poor as we are?
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.